Tim Trotter, Executive Director of Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, and we represent farmers in 9 states.
Here at World Dairy Expo, talking about some of the top issues important to farmers, what is really that main topic this week? Trade, what are you hearing from farmers, from members, and moving forward, where do you think we're headed?
Well, this has been a great week for dairy farmers throughout the nation. The fact that the administration is at least with 2 countries now, and 2 of our strongest countries and supporters with Mexico and China, that we have a tentative agreement, which is really going to pave the way, I think, for discussions throughout the world and the future trade agreements to make sure that dairy is treated fairly.
I've heard it said that all other eyes are on NAFTA and how this deal comes forward. Do you think any of the trade agreement language might be carried through other bilateral or other agreements beyond the North American countries?
Well, I think absolutely. I mean, I think they set a bar, especially when you get in geographical indicators and some of the other things that you don't think about. But when you sell cheese, it's a big deal. So I think there's a lot of things in there that people will take notice. I know that we've had Chinese delegations through our offices over the last 90 days really trying to find out whether farmers really support the administration. I think they're trying to do their test as to how hard they push. And I think this agreement this week, and that there is consensus, at least in concept, I think it's really going to change the dynamic in other agreements as well.
Beyond Mexico and Canada, obviously China is that big player. What kind of impact are they having on the U.S. dairy industry, and where do we need to see some of those concessions?
Well, we're seeing it day in and day out. Our processors are having to pay a 25% tax or tariff, which is really stressing being able to not only supply those markets but make future deals. You know, when you think about it, you know, you spend, decades in that country developing markets, and then tomorrow morning to find out that now you have a 25% disadvantage, it's really kind of eating away at some of the work that's been done. So I think it's really, really important that we stay really steadfast in our support. There is a lot of issues that China has with intellectual property theft. We saw some numbers last week. This is staggering. And that has an impact on all of our economy. But agriculture shouldn't be the one paying the price for it. So we really need to move quickly and get a resolution to it.
Outside of China, what are some other marketing opportunities that could be a key player in the global space when it comes to exporting U.S. product?
Well, you got the Pacific Rim, and you have India. There's anybody who's seeing a demand for protein, you have an opportunity for dairy, and that's global, that's worldwide. And the fact that we have such great artisan cheese, we're sitting here in Wisconsin today, I mean, this is the epicenter of awesome cheese, and anybody who has ever had and tasted awesome cheese, they're surely going to have that opportunity to purchase it and make that a part of their diet. So we have, obviously the Dairy Export Council doing great work to, develop these markets. But again, there has to be that certainty that when you make a deal that you'll fulfill it. So we're really cautiously optimistic that we'll see favorable things yet maybe before the year's over.
Price, that main concern when it comes to farmers, 4 years, low prices, not breaking even. Aside from exports, what needs to be done to improve that price?
Well, I have to say exports and just overall demand. We need to see stronger demand in all categories of dairy. Obviously, fluid milk is kind of unfortunately needs more innovation. Obviously, there's more work we can do with, just what is the new aha product for dairy to be able to promote, knowing that people's dietary needs change, people's tastes change, you got different sectors, different demographics, different age groups, like different things. So there's, it's all, trying to really increase demand and really make good use of our checkoff dollars to promote that.
Any other concerns of co-op members looking into 2018 and where you'll be focused?
Well, labor. You can't talk about dairy and not talk about labor. I mean, there is a labor shortage in dairy. There's a labor shortage in all of agriculture. We're a member of over 100 other organizations in working together on, sustainable workforce issues. This is something that Congress really needs to deal with, and administration both. It's affecting farms every day. We need them to know that their immigrant workers have a safe and secure place to earn a living, raise a family, make those communities their homes. So we really need that certainty that the workforce will be there for the future of dairy and all of agriculture. So that's any dairy farm you run into, their labor is going to be one of the top issues.
Any thoughts to wrap us up with?
Go dairy. Got a big future in front of us. We just got to get through these hurdles, and 2019 I think will be a rebound year for dairy.